I'm not saying unacceptable behavior isn't unacceptable behavior, because it is. We had to ask our son to leave our house. That's just the way that had to go down. But he knew that we loved him no matter what. There was nothing he could do that could make us not love him. And then when he was 37 years old, you know, he was able to come to his dad and get help. You know, and then yesterday he texted me that he had 1,000 days sober yesterday in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I know my time is up, but I just want to share one thing to the families, you know, who your kids are still out there doing their deal. Because I know how I would feel being at meetings and hearing how other people's kids got sober and they weren't working a program for shit. And it's like, how come their kids get sober? What the heck is that all about? And it would piss me off to no end. You know, but what I've really come to know, you know, and we're really big about saying, you know, but for the grace of God, what I really believe exists for everybody that walks the face of the planet is it's but for the acceptance of God's grace. Because I think God's grace is available to every single person who walks the planet, Al-Anon, alcoholic, anybody who's walking the planet. It's just whether or not we're willing to accept that grace and do the things that we need to do to have the shot at a good life. My son didn't get sober because I went to Al-Anon, and his dad's sober in Alcoholics Anonymous. My son got sober because he was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and he accepted that grace. And for you guys that still have kids that are out there, I know the terror that goes in your heart with that. You know, and all we can do is pray that they accept God's grace. You know, it blows my mind that I had to come to a room full of strangers to learn how to love my own family, but that's the gift you guys have given me, and I will be eternally grateful to you forever. Thank you, and have the shot at a good life.